Following the opening of the bus stops on St. Stephen Street, there was a deluge of comments from evening news readers, hardly any of them favourable. We will read a short selection. Martin Kentish wrote, "When the plans for this were first announced, it really made no sense. Now that I can see what it really looks like after months of building work and millions of pounds of taxpayers' money, I can safely say it definitely makes no sense." Moose Jaw thinks it's all a bit rubbish. Now Connect have also published their new stops. It appears to be a bit rubbish. The 25 no longer serves St. Stephen's or Castle Meadow, but just Red Lion Street, which is in between them, I guess. Various routes along main roads split out into stops that aren't even adjacent. They should be the same for people who want to get off along main roads and not have to run between stops, depending on the next bus that turns up. Plus First are still running their reduced timetable due to staffing issues, which have been ongoing for a year. Resident Smith wonders how soon they will dig it all up again. "So, shall we run a book to guess how long before they close it and dig it all up again? I say 2027. True to Form Canary thinks it's all a joke. Essentially, a new bus depot in the middle of the city. A joke since its inception. April Baby tried to look on the bright side. "Look on the bright side, no potholes. But then, no cars, so they won't be resurfacing this road to nowhere anytime soon. So that's money well spent. £6 million for a pothole-free road, what more could you ask? Oh yes, pavement so smooth, no trips or falls, so more money well spent." Julian Bell doesn't think the sawtooth bus bays will work. Wasn't it common knowledge it was going to be a waste of money even before it started? Sawtooth bus bays don't work. When buses pull out of the bay, their tyres screw up the asphalt, which will break up and will have to be relaid, or even converted to concrete. Michael Hutchinson is worried that the city centre is turning into a bus park. "So, a considerable part of the city centre is turned into a bus park with polluting old diesel buses choking the atmosphere and making dangerous manoeuvres to get themselves into position, risking pedestrian safety. All for the expenditure of over £6 million. What sort of madness is this? To pop in a few flower beds, which will quickly become untended due to economy cuts, is not going to make the situation any more acceptable." Tony was one of many who said, £6 million or £8 million, whatever the final bill, is just another waste of taxpayers' money. I can't see how anyone can say this was our money well spent. And finally, Curious Cat had a warning. "Just wait until you see what they have planned for St. Andrew Street as part of connecting the Norwich lanes."
A quite different story led to another burst of replies. We learned last week that foot-long crayfish found in the River Wensum must be killed on site for environmental reasons. Aircon Dave says the Broads Authority needs to take action. Perhaps the Broads Authority should pull their heads out, start to do at least part of their job, and allow trapping to be started. Expecting the general population to humanely kill off a species is not viable. They need to learn from the past and hold a proper campaign such as that employed against the Koi Pew. Gareth Lewis was also unimpressed by the authorities' response. Several times I've applied to the Environment Agency for a licence to trap crayfish on the city length of the River Wensum from Helsden Mill down to the Yare confluence, and every time my application has been denied for undisclosed reasons. Then the Broads Authority had the audacity to invite me to a symposium on how to control non-native alien species in the Broads system, including the introduced species of crayfish. Herb Eversmith sounds disgusted by the advice we have been given. They say you're not allowed to trap them, not advised to eat them, but somehow you're told to bash their heads in with a rock. Bald Man points out that this is not the only invasive species that is causing trouble. UK non-native species is the term used to describe these invaders. I fish the River Bure and the river is full of the American crayfish, and some are huge. But it doesn't stop there, as in this part of Norfolk we also suffer from other non-native species, such as mink, Himalayan balsam, floating pennywort, a floating weed that chokes rivers, and other introduced species. And Plato X thinks it would make more sense to allow us to eat them. It would seem to make more sense to trap and eat them, although that seems to be illegal here, but not in other parts of the country. Unfortunately, our river systems have declined markedly. I recall paddling at Earlham Park as a child, and from every stone you lifted, a native crayfish, stone loach, bullhead, brook lamprey would appear and drift off downstream. Now it's an aquatic desert. That is all from the letters section this week. So here is Paul with a second batch of news.